Hi, Jacinta Parsons here from ABC Radio Melbourne. Between platforms 13 and 14 at Southern Cross Station is a ramp leading down to some locked doors. The afternoon crew are curious people, so of course, we want to know what lurks underground behind them.
On ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria, you're with Jacinta Parsons.
We are investigators on this program, and if we see that there is a question out there in the community, we know we're ready to answer it. And today the question was, what is behind the doorway between platform 13 and platform 14 at Spencer Street Station? Joining us is a man who has wondered about many of the doorways and the tunnels and the ways things work around our city. He's got his very own blog that celebrates a lot of these things. He writes about it. He takes photos. He lets us in on the goss. His name is Marcus Wong. He's an engineering train and history. It says the word nerd here. Do you verify that, Marcus Wong?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm a bit of a nerd on all those sort of things, yeah.
I'm a bit of a nerd too, Marcus Wong. I'm just not a very successful one. So thank you. Your blog is called Waking Up in Geelong. When did you get interested in what was behind doors that we don't know, you know, forbidden spaces?
Pretty much how long ago? About back in 2014, 2015, it's when Southern Cross was getting rebuilt and I was travelling through there every day to head to uni, and every few weeks or so they'd change it up and something would close and something would get reopened and you'd trying to find your train to get home, and then be like the announcements of like, oh, the tunnels going underneath here, they're going to be closed and replaced by the overpasses that are what you go through now at Southern Cross. And I was like, oh, I should get some photos of all of this before you can't go down there anymore. And then I guess I put them online and sort of the end of it. And then I guess in the years that followed the tunnels, it sort of became sort of like a mystery and sort of all of so many urban legends about what it actually was. And then I was sort of like, I've got all these photos and I've got the history of all of it. I should actually just write it down because everybody's interested in it, but there's nothing really out there other than just people's whispers here of, oh yeah, I used to go down here. So sort of what it grown from.
So it's a little bit of urban myth, but I mean, they've closed off. So down the bottom of the ramp, there's a doorway that's locked. So you're saying previously behind that doorway were the tunnels that connected the platforms?
Yeah, so like I guess as this station got built up over the years, I actually didn't actually realise it until I looked it up, but it actually grew over multiple years. Like 100 years ago, they built the first set of tunnels to some of the platforms, and then they made the station bigger, and then they added some more tunnels, and then later on they built the final stretch of tunnels underneath Spencer Street itself coming out inside buildings. That was something I didn't even know myself until I started trying to see when were they built and saw it actually got built in stages. And then basically, yeah, when they decided to build the new station, they decided, oh, the tunnels are all old and run down, we'll replace them with the escalators and the overpasses. And then as they built the new station, the old parts of tunnel slowly got shut down.
Do you know what's in them now? Have you had a chance to ever go back into those tunnels to see what's there?
Unfortunately not. I've found pictures taken by other people who've gone down there, like station staff and such. Basically, I've got the ramps going down. It's sort of all of the service trucks to get stuff onto the platform because they can't go up on a lift or an escalator. It's sort of like the people who refill the vending machines, they go through there.
So there are twisties in there?
Possibly. I'm not sure. That's just all of a few for the vending machines somewhere. So they might have a giant stash of all of the food for the machine.
See, suddenly this is getting really exciting again from just like, oh, it's probably just, you know, cages of nothing down there. There's potentially a stash of some good-looking food. Marcus Wong, that's not the only space that you have looked for. Like, what other spaces are there around that you've found and done some investigation into?
that amount of interest around. I live out in Melbourne's west, and when you drive on the Western Ring Road, it's sort of like it's a nice circle all the way around Melbourne, but there's one particular part of a freeway that just takes a detour all the way out west towards Deer Park, and then it comes back. And I was always like, why does it sort of snake around so much? And there's like a completely long open part of park where the freeway could have gone down. And I ended up looking the history of when they were planning it, and it turned out that there's a lot of community objections about putting the freeway right through the middle of Sunshine West back in the very early 1990s. They decided, oh, we'll just loop all the way around, and back when it was built.
That's so interesting, isn't it? Because there are so many places like that where communities have fought for the preservation of something. And then but generations or even years after that time, people aren't actually even sure of what happened at that site. It's very true. Yeah. There'd be so much of that going on around the city. We're asking people today if they've got any mysterious places. So you'll have to stay listening, Marcus Wong, so you can follow them up for us.
Yep, we will do.
Thank you, Marcus Wong. Thank you, Engineering Train. And am I going to say History Nerd?
Yep.
Oh, I respect you. I salute you. I thank you for your investigation. He writes blogs at Waking Up in Geelong. Marcus Wong there helping us work out what is going on underneath and in some secret spaces around our city. And then Ross from Notting Hill called in to tell us what he and other bank tellers did in the tunnels under Spencer Street Station some decades ago.
Being an old fella, I can remember the days where under Spencer Street Station there was a ramp, very mysterious. Once again, where those trolleys used to be pushed backwards and forwards, but underneath it was a practice shooting range for bank officers.
What? I'm going to say Spencer Street again because I can't get out of that. Yeah. Under there?
Yep. In the days where the tellers used to have a gun down under their desk, it was a requirement that they were trained. And you used to go downstairs in behind a couple of doors, and there was a great big concrete vault, basically, with timber at the end, targets, and you'd be firing off six or eight rounds of bullets just to say that you'd passed the test.
Did you have any... You didn't do this, though, did you?
Oh, yes, I did.
You're talking about this as if it was something else, but you, Ross, were a bank teller that had a gun.
Every teller had a gun.
Yeah.